Chris, I thank you, Melissa, and thank you, Roger Jones. You did brilliant work. Actually, I tell you what, okay, thank you, boys and girls. What you did there, the activities were brilliant. Thank you very much for it. Now, you're going to need your Bibles. Now, the problem is you don't have a Bible with you. There are some under a chair just there. If there are any more, no, we're out of Bibles. Adults, again, you're going to have to share, boys and girls. Adults, you need your Bibles, please. If you return in your Bibles to the reading that we had earlier on, so then you need page 1063. 1063, thank you. 1063, it's John chapter 1. Spell on that, you can go to the chair. Go. Who would you need? Okay, so page 1063. So when you've got it, I suggest you put it down in front of you so that you've got it, you're in the right place. And with it open. Okay, we're getting that. Okay, now. Okay, we're pretty much there. Yeah, we're doing really well too. Can I help you guys find it?
There you go.
Doing it upside down. So that we sort of build up to looking at the verses, alright? We're going to play a little game. Okay, and the game is this. Can we have the slide up? Thank you. It's called receive or reject. Okay, receive or reject. And we've got two actions, one for each of these, and I want you all to join in. By the way, boys and girls, if you're still further back and you want to come forward, feel free to do so that you can see what's going on, because you might not see so well at the back. So if you want to come forward at any point, feel free to do so. So there's an action for each. Receive is like this, and reject is like that. Okay, so could we have a go at receive? Thank you very much, adults. Well done. Look at those towards the back. And reject. Okay, receive. Reject! Receive! Okay, very nice. Now, what have you got that's coming up where you're going to need to receive something? What are you going to receive in about 2 weeks' time? What are you going to receive? Hopefully lots of. Yeah, perfect. Presents! Yeah, loads of presents. Now, I bought one of our ones. We've got one, we've received one already. Okay, now, what do you think? I want a show of symbols. Are you going to receive or reject presents after 3, 1, 2, 3? Receive! You're going to receive. Well done. Yes, you are going to receive. Did anyone put reject? No. Okay, well done. You got that right. Okay, now I want to see for your Christmas lunch. I've got some things in here, and I want to see whether you would receive them or reject them. And adults, you may want to pay attention to what the children do, because that gives you a clue what to cook for Christmas lunch. Okay, so you ready? First thing we've got, we're going to go for... Okay, let's go for these ones. Controversial ones. Okay, in this bag, I've got some. Would someone come up? Someone come up and help me? Yeah, would you like to come up? Yeah, in the flowery dress, would you want to come up? That's it, lovely. Come on up. That's it, lovely Bibles. That's it. Now, do you want to stand there? What's your name? Esther, lovely name. Esther. Would you like to pick one of these out and we'll see what they are? Okay, now what's that, Esther? Do you know what it is? Well, she asked someone down there, let's ask, who are you going to pick? Who are you going to pick? Okay. It's a Brussels sprout. Okay, Brussels sprout, thank you. Let's go down. Okay, so after three, just the actions, we don't need to do the words. Remember, receive, reject. So we've got Brussels sprout after three. 1, 2, 3. Now we've got a Christmas pudding, yeah? Whoa. 5, verses 10 and 11 in John chapter 1 to see whether Jesus was received or rejected. So have a look and see, what does it say that the world did to Jesus? Okay, have a look, hands down just for a moment. Okay, have a little look. What did the world do? Because he came, little baby, and he said, What did they do? What does it say in the verses? Who's going to answer for me? Hang on a minute, let me check them all. Okay, would you answer for us? No, just a minute. Did you have your hand up or were you just stretching? You were stretching, okay. Sam, you go for it. One down here. What did they have in the world to treat Jesus?
He was in the world and thought the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but yet he did not receive him.
Yeah, okay. So, what are the words there that tell... Thank you very much, Sam. That's great. What are the words there that tell us what the world did to Jesus? What didn't they do? They didn't receive him and also didn't recognize him. So, interestingly, so those verses are saying, even though Jesus came into the world, little baby, really sweet, but yet actually the world didn't receive Jesus. So actually, the action from the world, we have the action, what's the action from what the world did to Jesus? What's the action? What should the action be, receive or reject? Which is it? It's reject, isn't it? So if you're going to reject action, reject. Because the world rejected Jesus. In fact, it says that they didn't recognize Jesus. That'd be a bit like if you were at home and you were in your kitchen and you were sitting down to have your breakfast, maybe, and you're having your Weetabix, and your mum or your dad came in and you went, "Who are you? I don't know you. Don't recognize you. Get out. That's like, what would it be like? Jesus, you see, he came to his own world, the world that he made, and yet the world said, "We reject you." And the way that the world did that to Jesus in the end was, well, it wasn't quite like that, but it was more like that. But they crucified Jesus on the cross. And they took Jesus and they killed him. They hated him that much that they rejected him. But of course, Jesus died so that we could be forgiven. So the world rejected Jesus. But verse 12 tells us some great news about those who received Jesus. So now we need to do a receiving action. Can we do a receiving action? Receive. Thank you, adults, as well. Receive. Because verse 12 tells us something really important. What happens to those who receive Jesus? Have a look at the verses. Verse 12. What happens to those who receive Jesus? Have a look. See if you can have a look. Verse 12. Great, I'll take a look as well. Verse 12. I can't see it upside down. Yeah, there we go. So you can start there. Keep having a read. What does it say about what happens to those who receive Jesus? Go on then, Ollie.
They give the people rights to become children of God.
That's it. They give the rights to become children of God. Now that's an incredible thing, isn't it? God is saying, those who receive Jesus have the right to be children of God. That's an incredible thing, that if we receive Jesus, we can say, "I'm a child of God." It's an amazing thing to say about yourself. When I was younger, I have two older brothers, and I used to like to think that my eldest brother, he was really good at science and working really hard in his academic work. My middle brother was really good at sport, really good at hockey. And I used to like to think that I was really good at doing drama, doing acting, and that was my kind of thing. I liked doing that. Just talk to the person next to you and tell them, what's the thing that you think you're really good at, or that you really like doing? Very much, you do that as well. Say something to the person next to you about who you are and what you're good at. It's not bragging, it's not telling what you're good at.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
for those who receive Jesus. You can say something really important about you. If you're a Christian, if you follow Jesus, if you receive Jesus, you can say, I'm a child of God. I'm God's child. Do you notice in the verse, it doesn't say that everyone is a child of God. It's not that it's just sort of saying, everyone in the world is a child of God. Actually, that verse is saying, no, you've got to receive Jesus to be a child of God. Now, that's really important. But how do you receive Jesus? How do you do it? If sometimes during the month, we get a regular knock on our door, and someone is there, and it's someone who has these things. Roughly once a month they come. Who do you think might have these things? Who do you think might have these things? Come on, then. No, we know cleaner comes. He has a taller ladder than that. He's not as tall as me, so he's a tall one. And so he comes along, and the way that we receive the window cleaner is we just open up a side gate. We don't sort of get him in, we don't give him lunch. He doesn't stay the night. He just goes round the side and then does the windows at the back. That's how we receive him, just by opening the side gate. If your grandparents, if anyone got grandparents coming for Christmas? Anyone got grandparents? Or anyone got this? Yes, anyone got grandparents coming for Christmas? Now, you wouldn't just open the side gate if they rang on your doorbell, would you? That would be a bad way to receive grandparents. Don't do it. Don't just open the side gate and tell them, yeah, you can go round the back. Welcome them in. Give them a cup of tea. Give them some food. Let them stay the night. Now, if you had your parents, if they maybe brought home a little baby brother or sister. Anyone got a little baby brother or sister? Baby brother or sister? Imagine if they brought home. Imagine if they brought home a little baby brother and sister. Open the side gate and say, there you go. You can welcome them in. Now, therefore, how do you receive someone depends on who they are. So, who is Jesus? The verse has already told us in John chapter 1 that Jesus is God. That Jesus is the Saviour of the world. And then the way that you receive Jesus is you thank him for coming to save you. And you obey him. You live with him as Lord of your life. And that's how you receive Jesus. See, being a Christian is not about being good. Don't make a mistake. Loads of people make a mistake thinking being a Christian is about being good. It's not. It's about receiving Jesus as your Saviour and your Lord. Grown-ups, if you want to find out more about this, we would love you. And boys and girls, if you want to keep coming along to a man, we would love you to keep coming along to find out more about Jesus. It's the most important thing that you could possibly do. More important than school, more important than any of the things that you might have mentioned, more important than drama, more important than sport, more important than work, more important than dance, whatever it may be. Is to find out about Jesus. We'd love you to keep coming back. Grown-ups, if you want to do the Christianity Explored course that we've got coming up in the new year, we'd love you to do that. Grown-ups, also, if you want to pick up, we've got copies of The Real Christmas, which we'd love you to pick up. They look like this. Do grab one of them as you leave, and they tell you more about Jesus. The most important thing is, okay, you got this? Let's do the actions together. We'll do the receive or reject. We'll do it once more. You ready? So the actions, please. So, receive or reject. And the important thing is, what are you going to do with Jesus? Are you going to receive him? Or are you going to reject him? Okay, let's pray. Let's just bow our heads and pray. Father, thank you so much for Jesus. Thank you that he came into the world. Please would you help us as we decide whether we're going to receive him or reject him. Pray please that you would help every one of us here to receive Jesus as our Saviour and our Lord. Amen.